Young people have made up a majority of protesters flooding Charlotte's streets and parks over the past week and a half, as they call for change in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd. WFAE's Claire Donnelly spoke to two organizers of two recent protests in Charlotte, who are just 18 and 19 years old.
Caden Knight wanted to be a Black Panther growing up in Charlotte.
My whole family, they put the books at a very young age, Black History books, you know, for kids and stuff like that.
His favorite activist is Huey P. Newton, the co-founder of the Black Panther Party. Knight recently graduated from Myers Park High School. He says as a child, his parents didn't let him do some things his white friends could do, like go into certain stores with a backpack or walk around alone in specific neighborhoods. He says he didn't realize until he got older it was because he's Black.
I'm probably the least threatening person I know, but, you know, due to my skin color, I'm a threat. And, like, that's every day, and that makes a person angry when you can't do certain things or you have to walk a certain way or you basically, you know, playing with a bad hand in poker all the time.
Now, Knight and his best friend, Cameron Parker, are leading hundreds of people protesting against police brutality in Charlotte. Parker also graduated from Myers Park.
I'm 19 and he's 18. So, yeah, everybody's pretty surprised by how old we are.
On Saturday, Parker and Knight held a march that started in Freedom Park and traveled through the Myers Park neighborhood. They also organized one in Myers Park and South Park before that. Knight says they were inspired to start their own events after attending one in Uptown.
My great-grandfather was angry, my grandfather, my father, and now I'm angry and I'm tired of it and I don't want my kids to grow up to be angry. And I just want, you know, we can't fight anger with anger or violence with violence. We gotta fight it with love and peace.
Knight says they chose Myers Park and South Park because they're predominantly affluent and white.
And, you know, we have to bring a peaceful confrontation to the people that don't generally hear us. We need to get that dialogue started.
Knight and Parker created an Instagram account called Charlotte Liberation Party to share information about upcoming protests and places to make donations. It gained more than 1,200 followers in about a week. Parker says he's been urging Charlotte-Mecklenburg school officials not to police in schools like Myers Park. He's concerned after officers used tear gas on Uptown protesters last week.
I don't really see a need in the use of police officers within campuses because after what they did Wednesday night, I can't really agree with having the same people that hurt and brutalized my friends protect them when they go back to school.
Knight says he and Parker are blown away by the support they've received for their protests, and he has no plans to stop anytime soon.
People, they get hyped for a second, and then the hype dies down. The hashtag stops, the challenge stops, and we can't let it stop this time. We can't. Silence has been the downfall. That's why 400 years of oppression and racism has existed due to silence. We can't stop it. We can't stop talking about it now.
Parker says he's scheduled to go back to college at North Carolina School of the Arts in August. But if the coronavirus pandemic keeps him in Charlotte, he says he'll keep right on protesting. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.